Welcome back to the ditch for yet another amazing week. We are happy to have you as always. This week, I would like to talk to you about a topic or a phrase that says, just extend some grace. Grace is a topic that we know that God gives us grace. It's what we call in the church world. Unmerited favor. It is something that we have not earned, but yet he gives it to us. And only God operates in this capacity, right? Because why am I going to give you something you haven't earned? But I would like to extend that because as believers, we need to practice extending grace to other people. I have found out on my walk with Christ that people that call themselves Christians, because I don't even classify myself with them anymore, they are some of the worst people you ever want to meet when it comes to extending grace. The Bible in James 4:6 tells us, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. And so we know that what this particular passage of scripture says, and when I looked into it, grace is mentioned 128 times in the Bible, 97 times in Paul's epistles. So since we know Paul was writing to the church, Paul was clearly trying to give a message over to us about the grace of God. But what happens is we choose not to operate in it in terms of our brothers and sisters or even those who are not saved. We want all the grace in the world, but we don't like to give people grace. And in the times that we're in the days ahead, in the weeks ahead, in the months ahead, people need you to practice extending grace. The Bible lets us know that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. No, I ain't God, but I can definitely do better than what I'm doing in terms of my grace. I had a particular situation and I just started thinking about the situation and it took me back to the woman at the well. And Jesus began to tell them, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. And as I'm looking at my situation, I said, well, this person can't say nothing because they got this. Well, that person can't say anything because they have that. And you can go down the list, probably on everybody you know. We live in a small town. I can guarantee you everybody in this small town knows something on somebody. But we need to practice extending grace. I was reflecting because I've been doing that a lot lately. And I thought about a situation several years ago. I don't think I ever told Ollie, because I don't share things that's gonna cause confusion. But I'm finna tell it today because it was relevant to me in terms of extending grace. In other words, practicing giving people the grace that you would hope not only God, but other people would be able to extend to you. And she had a situation and her daughter needed somewhere to stay. People were calling me and telling me not to get involved. And they didn't really have a dog in the fight. They were not connected to the situation. It was family. But they called me and they said, girl, don't you get involved in that. And then I talked to my husband and I made a conscious decision. And I decided that my kids were small at the time. But I said, baby, if it was me, because I have a tendency of living my life that way. And so we did. We stepped in. We did what we could. But the reason why that story is important to me years later, this year, my car, my truck went down in the month of February, March, April, and May. Ollie was instrumental in helping to make sure that the little plan that we put into place worked in order for me to be able to travel 40 minutes away from my home and to get back every day and for my son to get to his job. And when I was sitting and reflecting, the Lord took my mind back to the time that we helped her. And I was like, wow, Lord, what if I had listened to other people? You don't do stuff for people because you want them to do things for you. But in that moment, I had no idea 10 years later that I was going to need her assistance with something. If I hadn't extended that grace, it could have altered our relationship. It could have altered our friendship. And then I would not have had her in place to be able to help me. Don't go through it so much so looking for what people can do for you. But I do want to point out that the Bible tells us that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If I practice extending grace to you, if I practice extending grace to your children, if I can remain humble in the sight of God, He's going to extend grace to me. I don't know about you, but I need the grace of God. I need the grace of God to operate in my life. For those of you who are not in a church, you are not saved, you're over the whole experience. There are a few good soldiers left where people will not judge you and where they will extend grace. If you are still in sin, come. Reach out to me. I'll give you the address. You come go to church with me, baby. I'll pick you up if I have to. If you haven't cleaned up anything, you can come with me because I know somebody. And in due time, He'll address that too. But we all need to practice extending grace. People are dealing with grief. People are dealing with a lot of mental issues, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and we need to be mindful of one another, whether we're saved or not, and extend them grace in situations. And consider yourself, because it might not be you today, but it might be your children, it might be your grandchildren. You don't know who it's going to be. So please, just extend a little grace in this season, because we all need it at the end of the day. Guess what? We are almost mid-year. So that means all of you who purchased a copy of The Ditch Chronicles, it is time to pull that devotional back out. It is time, if you haven't done it already, to work back through it. Even if you don't read every single page, please do me a small favor. Go read what you wrote. Go read some of your reflections. And if you have some testimonies that you would like to share, please reach out to me on social media. You can email me, whatever, however you want to find me, because I'm not hard to find. But I would love to hear some of your testimonies of things that you found or discovered that God has done for you since you originally wrote in your journal. I hope you have a wonderful week this week. And as always, just remember, there is safety just beyond the ditch.